Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we have been experiencing technical difficulties, but I think we've got it covered. Once again, this is Sarah.
And this is Jenna.
And we started this show to talk about our situation. We are both separated, and we thought that we would start this radio show to help other women who are separated or going through divorce or have been divorced, to help give them get through their separation and divorce with dignity. And this all started when I found out my husband was cheating on me, and I called my friend Jenna for support, and we met at the park, and we had the best probably two-hour conversation about marriage and how backwards it is and how we wish that we would have thought about things differently before we got married. And so since then, we've had many more discussions like that. And one day we were just like, hey, this is a lot of good information that we need to share with other women. And so we decided that we really need to do this radio show because I don't think that there's a radio show like this.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either. And just the stuff we're talking about needs to be spoken about. And it's real, and you just don't hear it from many people, just the raw details of marriages that go bad. And, you know, there's a lot of good information out there, but a lot of it is very impersonal. Yeah. And so that's what we want to do, is just be personal and honest about what we've gone through. And I've been separated for 15 months now, and I'm starting the divorce process, and Sarah's a little bit ahead of me in that process, but we're both going through it, and we just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I've gotten a lot of comments, just stupid, like you said, impersonal cliches, like, oh, well, time will heal, or there's other fish in the sea, or he doesn't deserve you anyway. Mm-hmm. And I know the people mean well, but it's just not helpful. And I think that's just the encompassing characteristic of a lot of relationship and marriage and divorce stuff out there. It's just not helpful. So we're going to give you a little background about us, a little more background. Like I said, I found out about 7 months ago that my husband had been cheating on me for 2 years. And we have, at the time, she was about a year and a half. She's almost 2 years old now. And her name's Olivia, obviously. As soon as I found out, I moved out that same day. I moved me and my daughter in with my parents that same day, and we've been living with my parents since. We've started the divorce process, and it's been really difficult, obviously, to say the least. I never thought I would have been in this situation, but I've had really great support system. My parents and friends, people on Facebook that, you know, I haven't even met face-to-face. And my daughter has been a really good support system. For a while, I thought that my soon-to-be ex was winning, and I was fixated on that for a little while, and then I realized that, you know, I have my daughter every day, and I get to see her, and I don't try to keep her from him, but, you know, I get to see my daughter every day, and that makes me the winner, not him. And maybe this will be a good topic for another show, but yesterday Jenna and I were talking about not revenge, but when consequences come because of your actions, and how it's really difficult to not try to force the consequences for your soon-to-be ex's actions upon them, that it will happen naturally. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a struggling point for me too. But to finish up, my husband is living with his girlfriend, so that's really hard in our house. And he's been allowing his girlfriend to spend time with my daughter. That I think has been the hardest to get through. And I've had some pretty low moments because of that, and thinking about the two of them together and her replacing me and all those thoughts that go through your head. So that's where I'm at. And Jenna, do you want to talk about your background?
I got married about 9 years ago, and I married a guy for the wrong reasons. And since separating, I've talked to a couple of people who said they did the exact same thing as me, and it made me feel a lot better. So I got married when I was 21, just turned 21, and I was pregnant with this child. And I thought that, you know, it would make things better because our relationship was very stressful, and I'd never been in one like that before. It was very new to me because it was kind of a whirlwind, and he wanted to marry me immediately after we started dating, and I just thought, wow, this guy's serious. You know, I had no clue that that's a really bad sign. So then it just started unfolding eventually that, you know, he was very controlling of me. He stopped letting me hang out with my friends. That was kind of the beginning, and he was very jealous. And so, you know, I tried everything I could to make him happy, and, you know, because I was still in love with him. Mm-hmm. So he took me down that road of a controlling and abusive, marriage, and it just happened, and I don't know how it happened, but it did, and I just didn't know the warning signs. So I would definitely like to talk about that in the future, about the warning signs of these guys, because it's very common what they do. They try to get you immediately. So that's what he did to me, and it worked. And, I have a friend who's actually a guy who's separated, and he said that the same thing happened with him, with his wife. She wanted all or nothing immediately. And he said, you know, it just went too fast, but I just thought we were doing the right thing. So we both have just been like, whew, what a relief. You know, I'm not the only stupid person in the world who thought getting married would make our relationship better. Right. Which I think actually that's kind of common. Yeah. I think that's a common misconception that people have that, okay, well, if I get married, it's going to make our relationship better. It's going to make things happier, and we'll be committed. And no, that's not true at all. So,
we've kind of been brainwashed to think that marriage is this stable thing that's going to last forever. And, you know, I mean, that's a nice sentiment, but in reality, it doesn't happen like that.
No.
And and when it does, it takes a lot of work from both sides. And I think a lot of people, I don't know if you want to say they get lazy because they think that, now I'm married, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people do that, for sure.
I'm going to blame Disney for that.
Yeah. Fairy tales and, oh, we get married and that's the ending point. Exactly. Oh, no.
Exactly.
That's the starting point. Sorry.
That's a really good point.
And I think that's also a very big just mistake that people make, is they're looking at the finish line as the actual wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be spending, you know, ideally the rest of my life with this person, and I need to know how to do that.
Yeah.
No, we think about the planning of the wedding and, you know, who's going to come and, the, you know, who's going to cater. It's like that is so not the point at all.
Yeah.
And that's what Sarah and I have talked about a lot, is that we just have marriage wrong. And so anyway, we'll definitely talk about that more. But anyway, going on with what happened to me was, I knew that I shouldn't be with, you know, my husband. I just knew that it was wrong. It was a very toxic relationship, and I actually left him two times before this last final time. and stayed with family briefly. But I would come back and then, you know, try to make things work. But it was just a cycle, you know, and that's what you can see in relationships. If you look at the other person who you're married to and they have a pattern or a cycle of just doing the exact same thing all over again, and it's just they're not trying. They're not putting in their 100%. It's not 50.
Exactly.
Just like Sarah had mentioned to me before, and I thought that was such a new concept that I'd never heard. I'd never heard, you know, both people need to put in their full effort. So what was that exactly? I don't remember the exact
quote. The quote that she's referring to is, marriage is not 50-50. Divorce is 50-50. Marriage is 100-100.
That's awesome. I really like that because it's very true, and it should be. It's good to wait out for that person who's going to put in the same effort as you. Because I think that's, you know, why we're here and why you're probably listening is because you're the one who put in more effort and you were the one who were trying and the other person didn't. And, you know, that's what would always frustrate me about marriage, you know, help websites. It's like, oh, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. Well, that's great. I'm looking up this information. I am trying. The other person's not trying. How do you get that person to try? And oh, you can't. Yeah, you cannot get that person to try. So anyway, but so eventually I just realized that he was not going to change no matter what I did, no matter how nicely I treated him, no matter how catering I was to everything. You know, I just bent over backwards for him, and it actually made him treat me worse. So I just realized, okay, it's time to leave. And I found a blog of a woman who said that she had adult children who she had been in an abusive relationship, and her adult children resented her for not leaving earlier. And they were like, why didn't you leave? You know, why did you stay in this situation and let us see this and let us go through it? And I have three children who are all under 8 years old, and that was my motivation ultimately. And I have two daughters, so I was like, oh, I don't want them to grow up and think this is okay to be treated like this. So that was, you know, when I realized it's over.
Yeah, that reminds me of another quote. It's something about divorce isn't the end of the world, and that's not how it goes, but divorce isn't the end of the world. The end of the world is, you know, staying with someone who doesn't love you and who is just a horrible person, and then teaching your children the wrong things about love.
Oh, yeah.
And
I agree completely.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the actual quote because I didn't do it justice. But
still, the idea is it's not.
Exactly.
Actually, it could be the right thing and the right move.
Exactly.
And I think that in both of our situations, it absolutely is the right move for Sarah to divorce and for me. And actually, since I've been separated so long, it's basically like I'm divorced anyway because we've divided everything. We pretty much agree on you know, how we divide our time with our children and everything, which I am thankful for. But, you know, the longer and the further away I get from the relationship, I realize how good this is for everybody involved. It's the best thing for him. It's the best thing for me.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing for our kids. So even though people mean well, and a lot of people, because we're kind of in some Christian circles, and people will try to say, oh, you know, I hope that there's restoration. And they use all those words that, you know, sound really nice, and that would be great. That would be really great, but it's not going to work for us.
Right.
And so, yeah, I just think that sometimes it's the best. And it's the best for us. So, anyway.
Well, one of our goals with this show is to not fill it with complaining and negative things. We plan to talk about difficult situations like abusive relationships, infidelity, and other really hard topics like that, but we want to remain positive. So at the end of every show, we're going to end with something that women are interested in. This is a show for men and women, but obviously we're women, so we're going to be talking about more women, I think.
Right.
If you have a man in your life that has been hurt by a woman, you know, tell them about our show, and, you know, this isn't a man bashing show.
No, definitely not.
This is a marriage, like a real talk about marriage and relationships and divorce. But we want to end our show with something that is appealing to you, that gets kind of off the topic and maybe gets you out of always thinking about your divorce or your marriage, your bad marriage, like something that has nothing to do with that, that that you're going to love to do, topics that you're interested in, beauty, health, food, fitness. And today for the end of the show, Jenna had a really good idea, because I feel like I'm rambling now for some reason. Why don't you tell the listeners about what your idea was for the end of our show today?
I wanted to suggest that, you know, after you've been separated for, you know, the time where it's the darkest, and then, you know, you start to see a little bit of a glimmer of light, and that, you know, your world hasn't ended, and things are, you know, you can start to live with this, you know, whatever this is for
right.
you.
Yeah.
One thing that I found that was really awesome for me was I went on a date with myself, and I just realized that, you know, there are some definite perks to being alone, and it's good to be comfortable with yourself alone. So I just, I had made a list before of all these things that I wanted to do and I never had gotten a chance to do. Because, you know, that all takes the back seat when you have somebody else you're always thinking about and what are we going to do together and what do you like to do, which is great. You know, there are perks to that too, but I just, you know, made a list and I still have it in my car and I'm not going to get rid of it because it's awesome. But it was kind of like, you know, my dreams, those things that I want to do for me. And some big things and then some little things. Like a little thing that I had on it was to go hiking. So there are a lot of great places around where we live. And so I went hiking, and it turns out I absolutely loved it, and I fell in love with it, and I'm totally a junkie for it now. But that was just one small thing that I could tangibly do that wasn't like a huge, like, go skydiving. Yeah, I want to do that too. That's on the list too.
Awesome.
And I'm going to do it, but, you know, that's not, you know, something I can do right away. So I just started out with, you know, kind of baby steps. And then, like, you know, I wanted to also, like, I don't know, I just wanted to dress differently, nicer, make myself feel happy. And,
yeah.
And so I, you know, I started shopping at Goodwill more. And, you know, that, to some people, they might cringe here because I have some friends that cringe whenever I tell them that. But, you know, that was something that I could tangibly do.
Right.
That's a small step. It's cheap. And, you know, I found some really great things.
I want to point out because, like you said, like shopping at Goodwill, like, why would you think that's something that makes you happy? But in your situation and in a lot of women's situation, when they separate from their husband, they're left with more bills and less money.
Yes.
And if you can find something like creative like that, like you don't have to go out and spend a whole bunch of money.
Right.
You can go to Goodwill or mm-hmm. a resale store, and if you want a new outfit, you can go buy one. You don't have to,
right.
you know, spend a bunch of money on it. So I like how you were able to find something that you enjoy doing, like dressing up. And she, I know you guys can't see her now, but she has a really cool style. I'm jealous of her style. We're going to probably go into more of a video thing than the radio. We'll still have the radio, but we're going to add a video component so you'll be able to see Jenna's awesome style.
Thank you.
But I love how you were able to find something that, a way to personalize yourself and to, you know, that didn't create stress in another area of your
right.
life. Like you kept it real, and I really like that.
Because that's the other thing that was appealing to me about hiking is that's free, so
exactly.
I could just go do it.
Yeah.
You know, that was just something I could go do and not have to pay any money, and it's, you know, local. And so it's good to think that in that kind of term too. Like, you know, or if you have like a friend or a family member who lives, you know, somewhere that you're like, oh, I could go there for the weekend. You know, that's mm-hmm. better than a hotel or whatever, but it's still doing something for you that would be good for you. So just try to, you know, I just think that that's really good to try to think about something that would make you really happy,
mm-hmm.
like while you're going through junk,
you
know, separating and divorcing. And it's just, it's very dark. So it's good to have you know, those things. Or, like, if you're on Facebook, like, try to find a positive, like, positive, you know, profile that'll give you words of encouragement every day. Like, I added some people on Instagram who were really positive, and I thought, cool, if I can do this every day when I'm checking through, you know, that's something positive.
And that doesn't even take any more time, because you're going to be on Facebook or Instagram anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, something good for you. And then, yeah, just starting with baby steps. And but anyway, yeah, the date that I went on for myself, one thing was, you know, I explored our downtown area, which I really hadn't done, and I wanted to, so I went to a bunch of just really unique shops, and I was like, oh, this is really fun, you know, that's something I wanted to do, so I went and did it, and then I went to a movie by myself, and I went out to eat by myself, but, you know, and it can be kind of awkward to do things by yourself like that at first. It feels kind of weird if you've just been with somebody for years and you don't really know how to do that, because I think some people have a hard time being alone, but it's actually really good. Like, you'll find yourself more, and I've realized, like, looking back at pictures from a year ago and then now, I look so much happier, and I think it's because I've taken all this time to, like, focus on myself, and that's what I was telling my friend who recently got separated. I was just telling him, you know, just don't think about her, you know, because he's a man. I was like, don't think about her, just focus on yourself and, like, you know, you moving forward, because you can't change her or what she does. You can't change that other person, you know, or what they're going to do or how they're going to treat you. So don't give them that power over you anymore. And that was a stepping, you know, stone for me.
Exactly.
I was doing these things for myself, and then I don't think about him anymore. And I used to think about him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was always in my head, but now he's not at all. And it's great. It's very freeing. So, yeah, I mean, that's just one thing you can do. So.
Okay. So that's it for our first show. I've written a bunch of notes, and we will probably have – we should save all of our talks. Like, we shouldn't talk at all, like, in the same show.
We're talking a lot.
Because when the two of us get together and we just – the smallest thing can get us started on – where we were at Red Lobster, and we
meant to
have a lunch, like, we just meant to have lunch together, and I got a call from my dad, and he's like, when are you coming home? And I said, I'm at lunch. He's like, you're still at lunch, it's 4 o'clock. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep, 4 hours.
4 hours. It was insane, so.
Yep, that happens.
Yeah.
It does.
So we're not entirely familiar with how Blog Talk Radio works. I don't know if you can, like, send us messages or something, but if you're listening and you'd like us to talk about a certain topic, go ahead and message us if you can. We're still trying to figure this out. Obviously, if you were here for the very first part of our show, we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's
my fault.
I didn't quite understand what was going on either.
So. Yeah.
But we've got it all squared away. And all right, so you were listening to Heartly Broken with Jenna and Sarah, and we're going to try to do this every week. We're probably going to maybe pick a better time than 3:30, but we work on that too. So,
archives.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, so if you have a friend or loved one that is going through divorce, separation, or just in a bad marriage and can't leave it, you know, tell them about us, and you know, we just want to help you. We want to use what we've gone through in a positive way. And like we said, this isn't going to be like men bashing, complaining about our relationships.
No.
It's going to be effective and positive encouragement and support and real life solutions and ways to get through separation and divorce with dignity.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I promised myself from even a few days after I moved out, that I was going to do this with dignity. I wasn't going to be the bitter ex-wife, and I wasn't going to let him turn me into that kind of person, because I'm really, really a positive person. Like, it's really hard to get me mad, and it's really hard for me to be negative. And when I do fall into that, I can get out of it pretty easily. And it's really crazy how Like, what's that phrase? Something about you don't realize the pain you're in until you don't feel it anymore. And I just, looking back at my life when I was with my soon-to-be ex, it feels like such a dark period, but when I was going through it, I didn't realize it. And I think that's probably why it's really hard for women to leave bad relationships. So,
oh yeah.
But now we're getting off on other topics.
Okay.
No, that's okay. If you're listening, thank you for joining us
yes,
for our first episode, and we look forward to many more to come. We've got so many ideas. So, this is Sarah.
And Jenna.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Thank you. I don't like the...